What up, guys? Welcome to the Winning Circle. It's your boy Nico 100, chilling with your boy Turtle.
What up, what up?
And Patrick Daly.
Hello.
The Winning Circle is a place where we talk about winning, and even when we lose, we try to use that in the future to win.
Whether it's current events, mental health issues, or anything that's on our minds, this is a platform for us to share, speak, and learn.
So let's get it started. How was everyone's weekend?
What it do, baby?
that's
what's up, man? How's everybody doing?
I feel great, honestly.
I feel amazing.
Yeah, I feel refreshed. Popped two Advils in the morning, drank a half gallon of water, took a nap, and now I'm here.
You know, hey, man, I think that's in the Bible. That's one of the commandments. Take two Advil, drink half a gallon of water.
I'm ready to, you know, get this day started. Yes. Attack it full speed.
Let's do it.
At 6-7 o'clock.
You see, nobody had to know that.
You're right.
It's 6-7 o'clock in the morning, fellas. 6-7 o'clock in the morning. Oh, man. Weather was crazy today. It was kind of hot.
Way too hot.
Way too hot.
Unacceptably hot.
Yeah man. Fuck that. Anything crazy with you boys? Anything, any stories you want to share? Anything that happened?
Well, I can just share something that happened to me right now at the Coffee Bean.
Ooh.
This guy came in, got a large water, the largest size. And I was like, that makes sense. Hot day.
Right,
and then
he
went over to the sugar station and got 10 packets of brown sugar and poured it in his cold water.
Wait, what?
Yep.
She wants sugar water?
And then he went on about his day. I don't know if he was a bee in disguise as a human or what.
That's odd to see.
And brown sugar out of everything.
Yeah, or no, it was the raw, like the raw cane sugar.
Oh, what?
Yeah, man. And I was just like, okay.
What do you do with that?
Like, just dump it in the water. It says sugar water.
Sure. Yeah, but it's cold water, so it doesn't dissolve, right?
Right? I mean,
I'll tell you. No, I'm not exaggerating. It was 10 packets. 10 sugar packets.
That's
he ripped
ridiculous.
Them all up in one. So I did see that, and that changed my opinion on really
now
on my
I'm confused,
whole life. You know?
And now for tonight when I can't sleep, I'm going to be like, what is sugar doing on water? On Google the whole
Well,
night.
No, I know it's good for bees.
Maybe it gives it flavor. He wanted some flavor in it.
Maybe he has. Is there such thing as the opposite of diabetes?
Is that what that? Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Or he really wants diabetes.
10 packets.
Yep.
That's a lot.
It was the biggest water, but still.
Yeah, 10 packets for water. Well,
sugar water is gross. Doesn't taste good.
Oh, man, I'm bamboozled right now. I'm confused. I wish I had something to say to be like, well, actually, but I don't. That's just odd. That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Should have asked him, but I didn't.
The next time you see that man, charge straight at him and be like, sir.
I don't know if there will be a next time. I think he might be going out in a blaze of glory tonight.
Just gone. That was it.
Just a sugar.
Just out of here. Just a sugary high. Yeah. That's it. He's turning back into bee form. Is that what it was? At the stroke of midnight?
Yeah, well, that happened in Men in Black. Do you guys remember that?
No, I don't.
The first Men in Black, he's like a bug, right?
Oh, that's right.
And then he comes down and gets in the human's body, and then he's asking for sugar water.
Oh, water.
So maybe that goes
sugar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sugar more. I forgot about that. I just had a weird flashback in my head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anything crazy with you, Jose? Any non-human humans?
No.
In disguise, animals drinking sugar water in your area?
Nah, I didn't see anything crazy like that.
Nothing?
Nah.
Man, can we compliment Jose's fit? I know there's no video today, but
yeah.
I mean, somebody
it's just
came
someone
here.
Wearing all black on a hot day.
Well, see, that means more though, because you're really making a sacrifice for fashion.
The fashion.
Yeah.
It reminds
me when I was in high school and I used to wear sweaters because I didn't have a good outfit. Right, and the sweater like was part of the fit, and I'm sweating my ass off
under the
lunch.
Fit.
I just can't. I don't want to take off the sweater.
Maybe there's something to be said for that. Like, if you're making a huge comfort sacrifice in the name of fashion, whether it's being too hot or like,
well, the thing
whatever.
Being said is, I didn't want to get roasted. That's what it was.
Right.
You know, I didn't have no clean shirts or something that looked nice, so I said I'm gonna wear this sweater because the only thing that I had is appropriate. And if I take this off, I'm gonna get roasted. So I'm going to sweat instead. I'm going to roast myself with the sun.
Yeah, literally.
Literally roasted.
Rather be roasted by the sun than a human.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy as hell, man.
So what about you, Nico?
Well, what about me? I'll tell you what. I want to talk to you boys about outrage culture. Me and Patrick were witnesses to this firsthand. I was chilling at Patrick's work, hanging out, having a good time. Went to go get some food. I was kind of hungry, and I overheard a conversation, me being the nosy man that I am, or observant, whichever one you want to call. So I heard somebody talk about, wow, did you hear what happened at so-and-so place? I don't know if I want to air out the place or talk about it.
I think you shouldn't.
Okay. So, well, it is also public information because it's out there.
It's in downtown Los Angeles.
Okay, yeah. So a bar in downtown Los Angeles, and somebody was talking about an incident that happened there. This person happened to be, how could I properly say that? Gay? Homosexual? How do I say that?
Yeah, he's gay.
He's a gay man.
But that's not even, I mean, he was really just sharing the news, so.
Yeah, so the only reason why I'm using that, because in context, it's something that happened against a transgender person. So it's part of the LGBTQ community, if I said
plus,
that correctly.
LGBTQ plus.
Plus, a whole bunch of straight men trying to figure out how to say that. and so they, you know, they ride for each other. They take care of each other. If you're in their bad side of the negatives, you're going to fail their wraith, their reign or whatever. Yeah. And if you're on the positive side, you're probably going to have a successful business or whatever you're doing, because they you know, they support each other.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that's they're a target right now. And if you, it's kind of like just being inclusive. If you're singling out, they have a huge platform right now,
yes,
which is a great thing.
In my opinion. Speaking about that, I'm a big believer in context matters. I don't just go off of what I see the first time. I want to know more information. I want to ask more questions. I really want to know the whole story instead of just judging. This person started showing a video of security guards throwing out a transgender person.
It was a group of transgender
people. People. And it was hard to watch. I seen it later because obviously I was overhearing the conversation and I looked it up on my own later. I saw it and man, yeah, it was pretty rough. And I can understand and see why somebody would be mad about that. My thing was, I didn't know the whole story.
Right.
And immediately everybody started yelping that location.
Yes. So if you go on Yelp right now, which we're not going to name the name of the business, but if you go on Yelp right now for this business, there are probably, I don't know, 300 one-star reviews in the last 2 days.
Wow, that's insane.
Just based on this video going semi-viral. I don't think it's even really that big of a deal right now. Like, it hasn't popped, but it's definitely out there. It's locally, it's popped. And so they're getting all these one-star reviews, and I know for a fact it's not from people who have been to the business, which for me, just an aside about Yelp, I hate that shit.
Yes.
If you Yelp a business that you never went to,
you're
ruining the system.
And Yelp, on another side note, Yelp is horrible because nobody ever Yelps a good Yelp.
Yeah.
You use it as a weapon. They use it as a weapon to put a place in check or try
to get. The only people who are motivated enough to spend time writing a review, creating an account, are usually people who are super mad about something.
And speaking about that, since there was outrage at the situation that happened, everybody went to Yelp to put one stars on the business and put them down. And I believe there was a protest. It was a very small protest in front of their location, talking about it and, you know, chanting. And they actually made an official statement. Said they pride themselves in being equal to everybody, and they apologize for the incident. And they're looking at tapes and all that to review the situation.
Oh, okay.
So a few things, and the video was tough. The video was like really like.
Yeah, there's no.
It was a group of women, that transgender women, that were just being manhandled by like big security guards, and you don't know what happened before.
Yeah,
but so, you know what's happening now is they're getting tossed out, and it's like a pretty aggressive situation. Yeah,
so the video was bad. The security guards, I feel like they handled the situation wrong, because they were definitely, you know, overpowering the people and just tossing them out in a very ugly way.
Right.
I tried to look up some information, try to find out more on the story. I couldn't really. What I did find out that was the general story going around was that there was a couple there at the bar, and that they were saying slurs or something to this transgender people, and they kind of had an exchange, so they kicked out both parties.
Okay, that makes sense.
But apparently there was outrage because they were really nice to the non-transgender couple, and they were like, yeah, can you guys get out of here? And there was no incident, and they were really roughhousing the transgender people. So there was like no, like, they could have just
it wasn't an equal exchange.
You know, so
whoops, sorry. Ooh. I just dropped my phone there.
It went all the way into the closet.
Inside the closet. All right. Well, it wanted to be there, so
it just slid under the mirror.
Under the mirror. All right. Well, remind me that that's where my phone is later.
Oh man, if only we had a camera rolling. Perfect.
So here's the problem with this event is that none of us were there, and 300 people left Yelp reviews, and none of them were there. Maybe a couple of them were.
Right.
And everyone making their statements weren't there about it. You know, people making statements about it weren't there.
So. Yeah, so my problem with that is, right, it's okay. I understand why everybody's mad and the video is brutal, but you have no idea what really happened. And let's say we don't know the whole story.
Right.
And this is just a make-believe situation. Let's say it turns out that those people that were being roughhouse were actually being really rough before and trying to fight the security guards or were throwing glass around or being dangerous.
Yeah,
so they had to be thrown out in that form, right?
Right.
You don't, who goes back and then edits that review? And who goes back and then goes, you know, actually, I was
wrong. Damage is done.
It's already done.
It's already done.
You know? And nobody ever changes that because that's the less story. Once you find out you were wrong, everybody goes, oh, whoa, that sucks.
Yeah. And the reviews are still there.
They
stay
nobody fixes that. You know? And that's why I believe context matters. You really have to wait and get the whole story. And outrage culture is
we don't wait. We don't, America doesn't like to wait. America wants to react right away.
Like that story of the dude from Chicago. Right, the actor from not Power, Fox show, hip hop, Empire.
Oh, Empire.
Yeah, the dude that said he got beat up by some Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Jesse, right?
Jesse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Outrage culture was like, whoa, you know, they jumped on top of that, supported him, gave him all types of love.
As soon as
they found out it's fake, it's like nobody really said nothing. Just a couple of people.
Well, then that example is one where actually. More people than I expected were like, all right, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Like after the fact.
Luckily, he got roasted by a lot of people, especially in the black community.
Because it was so lame. Such a lame move. But
and they were calling him out for that. So you're taking away from the voices that actually need to be heard just because of whatever your problem is. You know, but that's a one outlier situation compared to so many.
Yeah, there's all the time you see some clip of, like, I think there was one a while ago where, like, this black dude was yelling at this really old white dude on a bus.
Ooh.
And then the old white dude was like, get away from me, get away from me. And the guy was like, fuck you, whatever. And he beat the black dude up.
Yeah.
Right. Old, you remember that? And he was like, he's like, somebody call ambulance. And they made that was the meme, was like how he said ambulance.
Yeah.
But the thing was, so everyone's like, man, these black people out here, like stupid young thugs trying to disrespect. He got what he deserved, all this shit. Then, way after the... And that was the narrative. The narrative was some young, disrespectful black dude, thuggish black dude, being disrespectful to an elderly gentleman and getting what he deserved. But then, in the following... And this didn't get the coverage, was that the black dude was the same age as the white dude.
Okay.
And he was mentally ill. They're both veterans. And the older white dude was being crazy towards him before the camera started rolling.
So nobody even knew that.
And just because, I don't know why, he was a very young looking, got older guy, but they were the same age. They were both in their 60s. And basically it was just an old, ripped old guy just beating up another old guy who wasn't in as good a shape. And that narrative never came out.
Yeah, nobody ever, you see that, the story's out there. I think he got a movie too. Danny Trejo made a movie about him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like a meme movie, you know, how he lived a rough life and now he's on the bus beating people up. He turned into like a superhero.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, the narrative is
everyone was down to be like, man, these thugs out here being, but it's like, that's not what it was. Everyone made their judgment right away. And then,
like, my big one has to be with the police, because police brutality is a thing and there's cops that take advantage of their power and abuse it.
Yeah.
But it's so many people see just one video of a cop might be body slamming somebody or trying to get somebody to be putting handcuffs and they're struggling, right? There's a struggle. And it's just like, man, you know, fuck the cops, this and this. And it's like, man, like that dude just beat a woman up.
Yeah.
You know, like nobody cares about that. Like that dude just beat up a chick and is trying to run away from the cops because you know he's going to jail. You know, and it's like, but it's like, fuck the cops, this and this. I'm like, man, the context matters, you know? And it's.
Yeah, it sure does.
And these people will ride for this and people lose their jobs. People lose, you know, their lives basically. Off of outrage.
Well, and so if I had to guess, and I have no inside information, if I had to guess, I would say that this bar in downtown Los Angeles will go out of business.
No way.
Because of the effect of what's happening right now.
The impact of it is,
it's crazy.
I mean, damaging? Is that damaging?
I mean, their Yelp is ruined.
Especially in LA. Come on, man. Like, not in LA.
And my friend who was telling me about it said that it's like next door to one of the bigger gay bars downtown. Oh, so yeah, it's just like, but maybe deservedly so. Maybe they deserve to go out of business. We don't know. But
yeah,
I guess our point is I'm going to wait until more information comes out before I make my judgment. I'm certainly not going to leave a Yelp review for somewhere I've never been.
Yeah. Exactly.
I think probably I'll just make an assumption based on years of working in the bar industry that they asked the couple to leave, like the non-transgender group to leave because they were being fucking shitty.
Right.
And so they left. And then they probably went to the transgender group and said, hey, we need you to leave as well. And they're like, why should we leave? We didn't do anything. We were being harassed. And then it just escalated from there. Probably. That's what I would assume. But I don't know. And I'm going to wait to find out. Mm-hmm. I think that probably the business is in the wrong. And if not the business, then definitely the security company that they hired.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Which, if the business does hire an outside security company, that's what they're going to write it off as.
Yeah, like, for sure.
We're no longer working with that security company. This is in this. Do some PR, A&R, whatever. And they're going to do that. But yeah, I think alcohol is involved. You never really know.
It's tough. But, I mean, and the point isn't whether that group of transgender people deserve to be kicked out or not. The point is, man, hundreds of people just made a snap reaction. And that could be very damaging. What if, I mean, who knows what the story is? Maybe an immigrant family moved here, started a restaurant. They have a bar. You know, it's their whole family livelihood. And they get shut down over something. Maybe rightfully so, but you don't know. And there's cases like this all the time.
I mean, the way I see it a lot, too, is with men and young athletes, and a woman says something about them.
Totally.
And they lose their career, they lose their life and all that. And that's why I always say, because to me, whenever I don't defend a guy, but I say context matters. You know what I'm saying? I want to hear the rest of the story. They're like, oh, you're just saying that because you're a male. You're saying that because you're a male. And I was like, no, I'm saying that because what if that was your brother or your father being accused? And you know, they didn't do that. Right? Yep. Are you still going to disown them and throw them away just because everybody else is saying it? You want to know the truth. If they are scumbags, then yes, they're scumbags.
It's tough. It's tough because it's so visceral. Like, the reaction that you get from it is so, especially when it comes to like rape accusations.
Yeah.
And rape is just such a, by definition, inherently evil thing. Like, there's nothing excusable about it. And it's like, yeah, well, what if that was my brother or my best friend who's getting a false rape accusation? But then what if it was my sister or my girlfriend? You know, so it's just such a tough thing.
Yeah, that's how, you know, I never react right away. I always wait till I get the full story, because I remember one time on Twitter, right? Because it pops off on Twitter a lot. People go off on Twitter and literally there's like a phrase like Twitter, do your thing.
Yeah.
You know, and it's to engage it and get them going. There was a video of a chick. She took a video of this car like driving away and was like, this guy was throwing racist slurs at me, cut me off, almost got me into a car accident, almost crashed, this. And everybody blew up. They got his license plate, found out where he worked, everything. And, you know, they harassed his job. They said, this is the type of people you're employing. He got fired and all that. Very next month, he released a video that he had like a GoPro or something recording the whole incident. And he had his kids in a truck, and his chick, I guess, was like drunk driving and almost hit them. And that's the reason why he swerved to the side. And he didn't say no racial slurs. He threw out. He's like, are you okay? You're not driving well. Are you impaired? You know, and she started talking shit to him. And he was just like, man, like, get off the road.
Go home. Go home.
Get off the road. Go home. And just took off. You know, and it's like, he lost his job already. You know, and it's
hopefully
like,
hopefully they hired him back.
I went back to the thread of it, the Twitter thread, and I went through the whole thing. And it's like, nobody said nothing. Nobody's like, oh.
That does, because it's not a problem. I think there's two phases to it.
Yeah.
The first step is outrage, right?
Yeah.
Like you're talking about. And America loves that shit.
Oh yeah.
We live for that. Yeah, live for that. It's better than TV. You know? It's so entertaining. We get outraged, we react, but then we get bored. That's the second phase. And once we're bored, we don't care about the rest of the story.
Yeah.
We already got what we needed from it. Even though the rest of the story might be as interesting or more informative, more truthful, fact based. We're already bored and it's over.
I think my biggest issue with it too is like that lady, that woman that put out that false information, she didn't face the consequences that guy did. You know, and let's just take sexes out of it. One person that made false accusations that messed up somebody else's life, person number two, didn't face the same consequences after they found out that person number one's it was just lying the whole time. they just keep going on. You know, they move on. Yeah. Nothing happens to them. You know, and that's the crazy part to
me. And this might be a very, like, a white male perspective that I'm about to give, but I think that's why it's worth letting, in a lot of cases, letting, like, the judicial system run its course.
Right.
Rather than this, like, vigilante justice where you're on Twitter and you're like, let's ruin this guy's life. Let's make sure he pays the consequences. You don't know.
Right.
Wait till, you know, not necessarily the cops are involved, but if it's going to court or whatever the issue is.
Yeah.
Those are the people who get the full story. We're not getting the full story, and you can't act and make, you know, it's like, it's akin to, you called the job and got the dude fired, but let's say, like, that's not what happened. Some dude was like, man, fuck this guy, and he went to his house and, like, beat him up or something,
right?
Like, yeah, then you're breaking the law because of some stuff one person said.
Yeah. Some video you saw,
yeah,
and you don't even know the full story on it, man.
Then what are you gonna do that? What are you gonna do after that once you find out that you beat somebody up for no reason? You know, and how come nobody's calling the job after, like, hey, that was a false accusation, I apologize, you should rehire him? Nobody does that footwork after. It's just the outrage and the immediate emotion going into it.
Because they don't care no more. They're bored now.
And it's crazy. It's like, how do you educate people to not do that? You know?
Oh, that's hard.
Yeah, that is hard.
You know, and it is hard, especially because there's so much emotion. Because I've had that with somebody that I was talking to. And I was like, you know, but you don't know the full story. And I just got attacked because they're like, oh, you know, you're just saying that because you're
defending the person in the wrong or whatever. Yeah.
And I'm just like, no, I don't know what really happened. I don't want to damn somebody. I'm not judge nor God to damn somebody to hell just immediately off of what I see in front of me. You know what I mean? The half memory shit too. Half of the things that you see, it ain't really what you see. It's your perspective. Everybody has a different perspective.
Yeah,
true. You know, so it's like, how am I going to go off of somebody's word? What mental health was that person in that's giving me the word? Was he okay?
Yeah, and what right do you have to make that judgment? And you can make your own personal judgment and develop your own opinions, but once you start acting on it and trying to interfere with someone else's life with less than the full story, that's when it's tough. And I know what you mean. You do get attacked because it's when you're saying, let's wait for the whole story, people hear, nah, he didn't do nothing wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, you're defending.
Yeah, like, oh, you're not with us. Oh. You're not with us. You're against us.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm not with anybody.
That's not.
Like, I'm just.
And I'm down to, like, say, fuck this bar for kicking those people out and the way they handle the situation.
No, yeah, definitely.
If it was. And I think it was.
I mean,
my opinion is that they mishandled it and they deserve the flack that they're getting. But the point is, we don't know.
Yeah. I mean, just based off of the video, I say, fuck the security guards for handling it that way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even if it turns out it was the opposite, they still were being extra rough for no reason, you know.
It was bad.
It was really bad. You know, they're there for a reason not to do that, but we don't know the full story. So yeah. I'm not gonna praise these people like they're angels and come find out they were demons and nobody's gonna do nothing about that.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, it is. It is interesting. It's like a catch-22 in a certain sense.
Yeah, and my whole thing about living in California, you get sued for everything out here. So out here, you can't even do nothing. You know, like, I remember I saw transit security getting beat up by, like, a homeless bum, you know, and the dudes were like, help us out. And they kept body slamming each other. Help us out. Help us pin him. And I'm like, dude, I'm not going to pin this guy. I don't work on that security guard. And yeah, I already know. No. I put my hands on the stranger. I'm going to get sued.
Yep.
You know, and it's like, what is your company going to do to protect me? They're not going to protect me. It's like, so people out here talking about, oh, let me just talk to him for a minute. Let me just talk to this person. Oh, let me find out what this person lives and go do something. You're going to end up paying way more consequences than what you thought you were doing with your civil justice, you know, your vigilante justice. Like, it's dumb. It's just.
Yeah, so it's a similar, like, that's a great analogy. So if you're walking down the street, well, like, okay, for example, let's say all 300 people that wrote these Yelp reviews were there that night.
Right.
Do you think they would have hopped in and fought security or fought the group of transgender people or gotten involved in any way? They might have shouted some stuff, but they wouldn't have burned the business to the ground.
Right.
But now, after the fact, they're making these judgments and getting involved in a similar way because you're ruining the business. And like I keep saying, they might deserve to be to go under. But it's just tough. It's like you wouldn't get involved because you're afraid of the consequences of that. But yet, after the fact, you're down to get involved. And
which is crazy, you know, because in person, you're not doing nothing. And I know a lot of people, especially working in a restaurant business, you see a lot of people, like, they're excited to go home and write something. Yeah. Like, they're like, oh,
they get a kick out of it. They get a super high.
Yeah, just wait. And because I've been threatened with that a lot of times, like, wait till you see my Yelp review. You know, and I'm just like, All right, okay. Bro, it's my name.
Like, yeah, well, I mean, what you can't. You can't.
What am I going to do?
What happened?
And Yelp is just ridiculous, too, because if you don't pay money, they put all the negative ones on top. And they're like, well, if you subscribe to this.
Yeah, Yelp, at the end of the day, Yelp is a for-profit business. Yeah. And they're trying to make their own money. So.
They're smart. They know what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
They definitely know what they're doing, man.
Yeah, you can pay, and if you call Yelp, you can delete every negative review.
Right.
If you want to spend the money and the time doing that, you can do that.
And nobody knows that because it's a feature that's not there because it's supposed to be honest reviews.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they have a way of doing
it. But if you have business Yelp, which I ran the business Yelp for my last job.
Yeah.
You can. It takes a while. You've got to spend like 30 minutes on the phone, but you can get every bad review removed if you want.
I just learned something today. Wow, yeah. I didn't know that. I thought it was all honesty.
Oh, no.
Nope. And then they bury these reviews too. They'll bury certain reviews because they'll just decide this seems like a spam review or like
if it's a misleading positive one.
Yeah. Which is hilarious. So they'll bury your positive ones. You go in the business Yelp section and there's like, you know, 100 reviews, all great, raving about, and they're not listed because they want you to pay.
Which is funny because it's like, well, that one review doesn't have any other reviews. It seems like a spam account. But the negative one is an account with no picture and two reviews. Yeah. You know, and it's up there. It's like they know what they're doing. Yeah, I talked to them one time on the phone. And it was like, I was like, man, I feel like I'm being hustled. Like,
I'm
talking to a mob guy about protection.
Yeah, straight up.
Yeah, yeah. You pay up front or you don't get help.
Yeah, man, yeah, it's crazy. It was ridiculous. But on that note, like, random question, right? If you were to see something going down, because I'm always asking myself this, right? I'm a very observant person in place, right? Whenever I am, I'm very observant. I always look around my surroundings. I pay attention to what people are doing. If I see somebody that looks weird, I'm paying attention, right?
Yeah.
If something were to happen, would you involve yourself? I've always asked myself that, you know, because with that being said, like I said, if you involve yourself and you do something where you could get sued back or that, or now you're being arrested for involving yourself, knowing that, what situations would you think, what line is there where you would involve yourself to do something where you would interfere with somebody's problems?
That's really good. That's really
you
good.
You know?
I've encountered both. I've done both. I got involved and also... I walked. I just sat back and let it unfold itself.
Because, like, to put it there, right? Let's take that topic. You guys remember the video from probably a month ago about the black family in Disneyland?
Yeah.
And this guy was just raging out.
Oh, yes.
And so, you know, I believe at first, my opinion is if I see a dude raging out or whatever, at first I'm like, bro, it's Disneyland. You know? And second, I'm just like, all right, whatever. He's just yelling. But the moment that he starts hitting the woman, that's the part.
Yeah.
That's the part where I'm just like, come on. Mm-hmm. You know, like, how can you not involve yourself in that situation, right? But at the same time, that's just me speaking like that because I have sisters and I have a mother that raised me to respect women.
Likewise.
Right? Mm-hmm. But the logical side of me goes, now if I'm involving myself in a fight at a theme park with cameras and multiple witnesses.
Yeah.
So what happens if I hit him the wrong way and he falls and cracks his head?
Yeah, you know? You
right, you know, you see where I'm coming with that.
Mm-hmm. Well, ideally, context is key, as you said before.
Yeah,
but ideally, you know, Disneyland security is on top of it, and you don't have to do anything.
Yeah, ideally, in a good world. But if you see all that video, Disneyland security was
they were just
scared,
chilling there, just
scared. They walked up to him, scared. He was a larger male.
It was kind of already underway at that point, and I think that, you know, as damaging as these videos are in some circumstances, like we were just saying, where you get part of the story and there's a big reaction to it, I think in a way that's a good way of getting involved, is just to document it, because then you're at least getting it recorded, and whatever happens if it goes to court or anything, then you have evidence, and that's helpful, right?
Well, that's kind of hard as well, though, because you're in the middle of the situation to be documenting stuff, you know?
That also takes a calm heart, too, and a calm heart and a calm hand to be able to just sit there and actually record something that's worthwhile, you know?
I think that is a good response, though.
Yeah, so I like that. I think that's honestly the smartest thing to do. Right, is to record it and try to get it in the hands of somebody that can do something.
Wait around, talk to when the police come or whatever, whoever comes, talk to them, say, hey, I have a video of everything.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Because even with that one video, I have no idea what's going on or why they even fired.
Like, started
one of the girls that he was beating up was like his girlfriend, and I was like, what's going on?
But this is context too that someone posted, so we don't even know that's true. Yeah, you know, so we just seen a video.
So my question is, what do you guys have done? I mean,
well, I think, I don't think your motivation for recording should be to post it on the internet and try to go viral.
Everybody else is doing
right. Yeah. Your motivation should be to document the event and so that there's a clear picture of what went down. But reactionary, I mean, how could you not post it, send it to WorldStar or Grindface or something, because you know you're going to get views because America's so reactionary.
Yeah, all right, but what would you have done in that situation? You think, you know, like let's say you were at Disney, you just went to Disneyland too, you know?
It's tough. Well, it's tough. When I went to Disneyland, I was with my niece and nephew, so we're not getting anywhere near that situation, right? So, because they're little kids, and we're not only do I not want them to see me getting involved, but I also don't want them to see the incident whatsoever because, you know, they're 7 and 4.
So you grab your nephews and just remove yourself completely.
We're leaving the area.
Which I respect that because they're little kids, man. Yeah. That's hard. I don't want them seeing that. Yeah, that's hard. That's hard as hell. Yeah.
But if I was Dolo at Disneyland.
Yeah.
It depends on when I came in. If I see it escalating before hands are being put on somebody.
Right.
Then I might deter it by, you know, I'm a fairly large guy, so go stand over there, be like, hey everyone, let's relax, it's Disneyland.
Not get physically involved, but just, you know, put your body in the
I
way.
Also hate getting physically involved ever, period. It's just
I have my problem. I have a very, like, there's a line in my head, like once I cross, then it's there, you know?
Yeah.
So I try to avoid the violence as much as possible because I know I'm gonna regret it right after.
You never feel good after.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I think I probably definitely would have involved myself, but by trying to be like, hey bro, chill out.
Yeah.
You know, like, let's go grab them, you know, let's go this and this. But then I can't, the problem is I can't control how that person reacts.
Right.
So now trying to involve myself and be peaceful, what if he starts swinging at me?
Yeah. Better you than the girl, though.
You know? Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, no, definitely. Yeah. You know? So it's like, I don't know. To me, it was just tough because I was watching it, and it just kind of bothered me because so many people were involved, and nobody did something until one person did something, and everybody else jumped in.
Right. Yeah.
And it's like, all it took was that, for that one guy to jump in, and then finally everybody summed up the courage to do something. Mm-hmm. You know, it is. So that's, I think that's why, to me, it hurt me, kind of bothered me, because I was like, man, you could have done it earlier. You could.
Right. Yeah. But I don't think you should involve physically ever unless someone's threatening you or someone you love.
Yeah. Well, like I said, violence. About the consequences, you know, I like.
Yeah. It's not worth it in that sense, but it's also not worth it because, once again, how are you going to decide that you have the right to put hands on someone else?
Right.
Know? Yeah. See, that's what happened to me in the situation when I helped. Yeah. See, this couple was arguing or whatever, and it looked like it was going to escalate, right? Like, he looked like he was about to swing. So I was like, I reacted, and I was like, yo, I pushed him back. And then the woman started yelling at me, like, what do you think you're doing? And I was like,
oh, shit. Oh, damn.
And I got shook. I was like, he was about to hit you. He's like, this is none of your business. And I was like, okay. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's crazy.
You know, context, though. That's the context.
Yeah, you don't know.
You don't know what's going on between them, what state either of them are in.
Yeah, so like I left, and then that's why I'm kind of more of not doing anything.
But anymore. You did, by doing that, you made sure, right? Because you basically, by getting involved, you gave her an opportunity to let you help.
Yeah.
By turning away your help, then you know, all right, fucking, I'm gonna let them do their thing.
Yeah, but I just walked away. But
the other side of the coin is, you do that, and she's like, oh, please help me, and then like you did a good thing.
Yeah.
So at least by, you didn't throw a punch, but you got involved, and both of them were like, yo, get the fuck out of here. So you did.
Yeah.
So I mean, it kind of.
So you kind of did something without doing nothing, but did something, you know, to make sure that
you learned. You learned more about the situation.
I
tell a lot of people, especially couples that are arguing. I'm like, hey man, you guys are in a public place.
Oh, I know.
And there's a lot of eyes watching. You guys should take this somewhere private. I tell them that.
That's really good. That's really good.
I tell them that because once you're in an argument, like, you don't realize, and you get people say some shit to each other when you're arguing, and you're that mad. You know, you say some shit, and I'm like, dude, you're in public, bro. You're talking about your girl that way, and your girl. I'm like, girl, you talking about your
man. Well, a great way to get people to deter people is to just be like, yo, people are pulling out their phones. They're calling you right now.
It's cool too, because I feel like that helps, because then they're like, you want to know what, you're right, we need to shut the fuck up, and that gives them time to think, like, hey, stop being so angry, you know. But at the same time, I remember one time at my job, right, it was in the back, there's three different groups of people, all these group of people are together, and there's one couple in the far corner, right, to paint this picture, right, two rows of table, left side of the table, one couple right there. out of nowhere, I turn to the left, everything's calm, and I just hear chairs rumbling and being tossed, and I turn to the right, and there's a big-ass rumble going on, right? And I go try to separate and stop the thing. I'm like, hey, you know, I'm loud, so I start yelling, and everybody starts relaxing. And two dudes in the middle of the fight stop and turn around. Nah, bro, you don't understand. He just hit that chick. And also, I'm like, oh, shit. So I take a step back, and I'm still like, okay, I don't want nobody to die. My job, you know? Right. So I still try to deter the thing, and I'm like, fuck this guy. Stop the fight, whatever. They separated each other. And I'm like, all right, guys, we need to relax. Dude, the cops are coming, this and this, to try to get everybody to calm down. In the middle of that, the girl goes and grabs the guy and walks out with the guy. Bloody nose and all. You know? So it's like, this dude just got beat up. And the guys were like, man, you want to hit her? Hit us then. Blah, blah, blah. Beat his ass. And that girl still left with him. And left with him in the middle. Like, she was smart. So she's bleeding out her nose, gushing blood. There's blood on the table. Mm-hmm. Right? And she goes, this dude has their attention. Let's sneak out right now. And snuck out. And, like, completely just walked off with him. And, you know, and hopped into the car together and left. So that's what I'm just like, man, like, sometimes even involving yourself, you ain't going to do nothing.
Yeah. You know? It's like what Patrick said, is all the state of mind and mental health and how where they're at in their lives and shit.
Oh, yeah. There's all types of psychological stuff that goes on in a female side of an abusive relationship where she is, you know.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
But there could still be a positive outcome. Maybe that mini whooping that guy got, that was enough for him to think twice about doing that again.
Man, hopefully, because I know most men like that are cowards and they just take it out. They're like, you see, because of you, I got beat up. And end up beating up the girl worse, you know. So hopefully, I don't know that woman, I don't know that guy, but hopefully he changed his ways and she's alive. You know, can't do nothing about that. But that to me was crazy, man. Yeah. Crazy.
Well, and that's the case where the violent, like, if there was a way to defuse the situation without the violence, then that's much better, because now what happened? Nothing really changed. They're gone now. But yeah. If you had, you know, if you had seen that before he hit her. And had been able to be like, yo, you need to chill right now.
Yeah, that's why I wish outrage culture happened. Somebody record that, get his ass.
No, because it's, that's what I was saying. On the internet, it's easier on the internet than in real life. You're scared.
Yeah, man. But yeah, definitely, yeah. You know, I guess the best way to do it is just educate yourself. You know what I mean?
Keep the mentality of...
yeah.
Of like withholding judgment until you have more
just
facts.
The whole time you just gotta act like, just pretend it to you in that situation.
Yeah,
you
know, or a family member.
Yeah, so you're like, I want to know the whole story before you go out there and do something, you know. And if something's happening in front of your face, just let the authorities handle it and do something to get their attention. Yeah. If you could, you know, put your body in the way and distract it, and you know, give a distraction until the proper authorities could get there, that's better than getting physical and fighting, you know?
Yeah.
And you avoid everything.
But it's if you're coming across a video online or something, you really need to just chill out and wait for more info. Yeah, even though I know that's not fun. It's not exciting.
Because nobody hits record until it gets crazy.
Yeah. Right?
Nobody hits record until it gets crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man.
All right, boys. Well, let's wrap it up, huh?
All right, man. Thank you for tuning in to the Winning Circle.
We're here every week. Thank you for listening.
We out.